Open up to Acts chapter 20, and we'll head on over to Galatians 1. If the Lord tarry and we're not face to face with him, this is where we'll be tonight. Now, I'm led tonight to open this up, to ask every life here, do you truly, by the grace of God, want to follow Paul as he followed Christ? Amen. Something to truly just think about. And I believe that that sincerity of that calling, and thank God for the revelation. Thank the Lord that it is something that is not uncommon to hear that in this place. That if you're here for long, you'll go through those scriptures time and time again. Just like tonight. And we'll rejoice and give thanks to God that we know that the Lord chose Paul, and as Paul so richly rejoiced, the chief of sinner. But yet that was just the man, just the vessel that the Lord chose, the most wicked of all, the most self-righteous of the self-righteous, the most absolute stenchful one to God, truly, because of that self-righteousness that he was pursuing. But yet God said, that's my choice. And I'm going to reveal myself, hallelujah, to him. And then not only is it going to be revealed, I'm going to take that vessel, that one that was persecuting even my beautiful brethren, my friends. And that is the one that is my choice that is going to bring forth the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God, the one that would say, oh, hallelujah, it was not me, it was the grace of God that was with me. The one that would say, this was not given to me of men, this was given to me of God, from God, hallelujah. And as he boldly said so sweetly, and follow me as I follow Christ, praise God. So do you want that relationship? Do you want to have that first love fighting heart? Do you want to have, by the grace of God, that full joy of Brother Paul? Well, since God is faithful to perform the good work which he's begun, is it any wonder why that he has brought us to a place that preaches, praise God, the whole counsel of God? Hallelujah. See the faithfulness of God? That desire that he's placed upon your heart. I appreciated visiting with my brother tonight. Thanking God, there is a longing that only the Lord can put in our lives. We love to be around saints. I'm so thankful to God for the family of God. But there's a yearning, there's a longing, there's a desire. Matter of fact, it has to be fulfilled and filled in it that, Lord, I want to hear the whole counsel of God. Nothing else rests. Nothing else sits right but to hear the word rightfully divided. And we thank the Lord again for this grace. And I thank God that he's given us opportunity. And it is all for you and all for me. But for those who think and may be thinking, well, could we maybe hear something else? Let's go to Acts 20 if we're really sincere about following Paul as he followed Christ. Let's hear about his life and his preaching. Let's hear about the fellowship, praise be to God, that Brother Paul was encouraged of to continue on in the things of Christ. Verse 27 of chapter 20. Paul says, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Notice that again. That's what man does, is they get disciples after them. As Paul, he didn't want you to follow him. He wanted you to follow him as he followed Christ. Amen. Praise God. Boys, know that. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Every day for 3 years. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified, which is able, capable to make you strong and all powerful and build not just a building, but to build the masterpiece among all them which are truly the vessels that are set apart only for the master's use. Praise God. These are the things that the Lord encourages us to hear. But you listen to this. For 3 years, night and day, Paul, this is what he preached. And think of this. He preached it to who? The saints at Ephesus. Is it any wonder why then, brothers and sisters, that the wonderful letter to Ephesus is also known as the high water mark of the word of God? It's because this precious group of saints, they received these things. They were eager and willing, praise the Lord, and realized the privilege to fellowship in Paul's gospel night and day and night for 3 years straight. Thanks be to God. Now, you think about as Paul concluded to them, and he commended those elders at Ephesus. He said, continue on in the word of his grace. There was no changing. There was no altering. Did you really hear that? It wasn't okay. You know, you've come to such an understanding and a knowledge of these things of God. I want you now to go on and go out and do great things. He didn't say, I want you to go out and I want you to go and start preaching this everywhere. He just said, I commend you to the word of his grace. Stay in it. Don't be moved. Stay in it. Don't be moved. So praise be to God. Wouldn't you say, surprise, surprise, that we are going to stay with the stuff? Why would we move? Brothers and sisters, we're almost there. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful to God that he's showing us so sweetly. As the world is plunging into more turmoil, as the world is beginning to panic like they've never panicked before. I saw this fella. He said, you know, everybody's saying, if this one gets in, I'm moving out of the country. If this one gets in, I was listening to somebody. This guy was pretty cute. He's a realtor. He put up a big sign. He said, for all you that are moving, whoever side you're going to get on or whatever, can I sell your house? I love that. I thought that was pretty cute. You're going to be that stupid one way or another. God help you. I'm so thankful we know the Lord, and I'm so thankful that God will put up whom he will. Doesn't mean it's God's man or God's woman. It's God's plan. It's God's plan. And here it is. It's God's plan for you. Know that. That's how personal it is. If you were the only one, it would be the same plan. It wouldn't have changed. He'd do this all for just one. Isn't that amazing? But praise the Lord, we get to enjoy him together. But I know he's all mine, just like you know he's all yours. Amen? See, that's Jesus. That's what's so beautiful is we share him, in a sense, in our fellowship together as the oneness that we have in the unity of Christ. But yet then individually it's that, well, taste the peach, huh? Praise God. And keep on tasting. How wonderful. But see, this is why we do. We stay with the stuff. And by the grace of God, even more joy and more fire, we'll preach and teach Paul's gospel till he come. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he's showing us this so mightily. And I'm thanking God for the testimony in our young people. It's so fantastic. Those that didn't get to come to camp or hear about the camp, the fire in these camps, praise God, have always been in young people. But I mean, it's moving way down the chain. We're talking about 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, that they're just praising the Lord, being filled with the Holy Ghost, and going on and on, and will not stop. Ask their teachers and different ones that want to go to sleep at night. They say, no, we're praising God. Get them back there in the bunk room and they're still speaking in tongues. It's so wonderful. But that is what God is doing. And I'm so thankful to the Lord. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it's the promise in His word. It's the word of His grace. You preach the word. You plant corn, as we heard. You know what you get? You get corn. You plant Paul's gospel. You know what you get? You get the masterpiece in the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And it comes forth, and praise the Lord. He's no respecter of person. He loves these little ones. You know He does. Praise God. And that's a heart that's willing to meet the Lord in that full assurance of faith, believing. And I'll tell you what, they've even got a leg up on you in a lot of ways, because you know what? It's faith like a child, is it not? It's faith that gets in there. You mean, Mama? Jesus said that? Well, praise God. And it's amazing how a young person can be filled with the Holy Ghost, because they haven't had this to mess them up for too long, huh? And that's true. But I'll trust God for that 90-year-old man, because I know that nothing's hard for God. And praise the Lord, He can give us that youthful, panting heart that wants these things of God. And thanks be to God that truly, by His Spirit, yea, the deep things of God. See, they've been set unleashed in our heart. We've been given those eyes of understanding. And as you yield to it, and again, all by His grace, it'll be something that only satisfies you, is to hear the whole counsel of God, is to hear the bridal message. And it never grows old. And matter of fact, if you're hearing the bridal message, really hearing, it could never grow old, because it can't, because that's the ear of hearing. And in that ear of hearing, that heart is quickened. And it becomes deeper. It becomes more real. It becomes more fantastic. I don't know how. I mean, again, it's just Him. It's like I just expressed today, and it's so true. It's like, you know, you talk about that electric kiss, as they would always say, the kiss, the very first kiss. That's every kiss He gives. But it's even greater. It's grander. It's like, well, He saved the best wine for last. Well, Lord, that was even a better kiss than the last one. That's your God. That is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You go through this in this stoic way, and oh, I know the word, and I've got this down, and I can reset. My goodness, you have missed it so much. This is young row time. This is, we're just going. Hallelujah. And it's in the word of His grace. But it's wonderful that His will has caused us to know that there is no other gospel to preach. Did you know that? I believe you do. Let's go over to Galatians 1. There is no other gospel to be preached but Paul's gospel. You think about that. How sweet. How could you deny? The word was always preached, but now we have, my goodness, and I'm sure many of the disciples could have been a little bit offended in the flesh. Well, who are you to say this is your gospel? Oh, don't you think that they just got all in a line and got a happy time and all of that? They're still men. Amen. But in Galatians 1, and you read from verse 6, how sweet. Paul talking to those Galatians who heard the same things as those ones at Ephesus, who were enjoying the same things as Ephesus, because Paul would not withhold a thing to anybody he was preaching to. He gave them the whole counsel of God. He didn't size them up. He gave them the truth. That's why he was so just beyond out of his sorts in a way with the church at Corinth. Because he gave them the truth, but it was like, oh my goodness, you little kids, what are you doing? But he didn't stop. He didn't. He asked the Lord, let me get out of here. But the Lord said, no, you're going to stay here. Because this is just as much for you, Paul, as it is for them. You're going to be here. Praise God. I'm going to grow something up in you. And think of the things that came forth. Praise His name. That teaches us a lot of things about sometimes when we don't want to be somewhere, huh? But let's believe that, you know what, God has an appointment and it's divine. And wherever I'm at, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to trust the Lord. That's where I'm to be. Praise God. But in Galatians 1:6, he said to him, I marvel that ye are so soon removed. You're taken away. From him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. See, there isn't another gospel. There isn't any other gospel. This is the gospel. This is it. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel, corrupt it. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. He goes on to say, if I come and preach anything else to you, get me out of here. Don't listen to me. Somebody has some newfangled idea. Oh, my goodness. I've got more truth now. I've just got a new revelation. No, you don't. The truth has been preached. I'm so thankful to God. It has. It's just thank you, Jesus, that the eyes of our understanding can be more enlightened to it. And as we know, as it went on to say, the issue that was so apparent here, you jump over to 3, the foolishness was this: having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? That was the accursed. So sweetly, so simple, there it is. You moved away from the grace of God. And I have heard this before so sadly. And brethren that had run well, that I knew, and you have known as well too. That, and one was so sad. And again, amongst you that led away, this one fella came to him, and a brother in the Lord. And I saw him not too long ago. But he went to this brethren and appealed to his flesh. And said, oh, yes, the bridal message is the truth. There is an outcalling. There's a rib portion company and all of that. But that rib portion company keeps the Ten Commandments. And he bit on that hard and never left it. And now's in heaven, praise the Lord. But so sad for a lot of wood, hay, and stubble. I will preach the gospel. I'm not ashamed of it. It's not to criticize. I'm telling you, this is the word of God. And I thank the Lord that we know. We walk in spirit and truth. And we thank God for this. But do we really see it? This is, I pray, we really see. Without preaching grace and truth. And who is grace and truth? Amen? So if you didn't preach grace and truth, you're not preaching the word. Have you ever thought of that? If you don't preach grace and truth, Jesus Christ full of grace and truth, you're not preaching the word. You're speaking, but you're not preaching the word. See, there's no growth whatever, whatsoever in Christ without growing in grace. As we know, sweet Peter said, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. But we grow without growing in grace and the knowledge of grace and truth, you'll never grow in Jesus Christ. You won't grow up. You'll be stunted. That's why this Galatians, they were accursed in the things that they were going after, because they went after the things of the flesh. They moved away from the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. It's my grace. You're saved by what? By grace through faith. Amen? It's the grace of God that gave you the faith. It's the grace of God, hallelujah, that caused you to believe. It's his wonderful grace that has done everything. And it never, ever changes. It is the same. See, it's this, you go on in grace. And thank God when we go on in grace, do you know what? Nothing's withheld. Isn't that something? See, that's why when people will say, well, you know, are you a grace saint? Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And I'll just tell you why. Because every child of God is saved by grace. So they're a grace saint. Now they may be caught up in legality. You get this? Those things that mean something to me. It does. Because you are saved by the grace of God, you dummy. And it's the truth. It's the truth. And that needs to be encouraged in it. The difference is, are they going after something that's accursed? Amen. The grace of God still keeps them. It's just they're making that grace void or vain. It's an empty thing in their life because they're not apprehending it. But see, when we go on in grace, nothing is withheld. If you'll truly walk in grace, you'll walk all the way into the midst of the throne glory in ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ. You will. Because he never denies grace. Grace has already given everything. Think of this. And that's truth. Now you can say, well, that's a grace saint because they don't believe that they can lose their salvation. Thank you, God, for the grace of God that I'm, again, apprehending to believe that. But then many of those brethren that believe that don't believe in the evidence of speaking in tongues for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Or that the Holy Ghost is even for this day. So there was a stop, there was a gap, there was a ceasing in apprehending the grace of God. Because if you will apprehend the grace of God, you'll go on, you'll grow. Amen. That's what the Word of God says. It cannot be any other way. And I have met ones in my life, and I'm so thankful to Jesus, that truly have had that sincerity by the grace of God to go on in the grace of God. And even though they've never necessarily been specifically preached to or taught the bridal message, as I mentioned to you, that precious little Cecilia, I was witnessing to her on the sideline of a football game holding a marker. They never let me hold another marker after that because I'd always get everything because I was talking to her about the Lord and I didn't, move the thing. That's another story, but we had important things. But it was so encouraging to my heart because she says, I knew that. I've seen that. I've seen this all my life. I knew that that bridal company was a rib portion. Praise be to God for the grace of God. And now, hallelujah, to run in that fullness of glory. And yes, she was filled with the Holy Ghost, but she was at a place, a Pentecostal place, that didn't go on in the grace of God to go on and apprehend Paul's gospel in the treasure of Jesus Christ and his bride. But thanks be to God again that he is faithful. And even in that life, it's just like different lives that are in these denominations, in these big giant churches that don't preach truth, but yet there's a saved one. How would that be surprising in studying the seven churches, amen? Whether it was Laodicea or Thyatira. Man, those people were devil mongers, you know what I'm saying? But yet there was some word, just a little bit of word that, praise be to God, gave a mustard seed of faith. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, again, it is the grace of God. So you go on in grace and nothing withheld and you grow up. And praise be to God, grace has encouraged us to know that in Colossians 1:25, which is Paul's gospel, it says that Paul's gospel completes the word. It's such a wonderful verse. I always have that highlighted so sweetly in your life. Let's just go over there. I can't quote it. We're going to read this together. But Brother Paul says in Colossians 1:25, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill or complete the word of God. And remember this to the Colossians. He's speaking to saved ones. He's speaking to the family of God. And he said, this message was given to me for you, for the completion, the fulfillment of the word of God. Isn't that exciting? I just love it. It's even more powerful in its sense than when they were filled with the Holy Ghost and then they went out to minister and they would go to those different ones and they said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? So we know that there was God again. The plan was being all revealed. The power was given. He had sent the Holy Ghost. Things were changing and changing from glory to glory. There was more glory coming and into his image because that's the only glory there is. So you thank God on how sweet this is that Paul was speaking again to the saints. And here he goes again to say, my gospel that he had given to me, this dispensation that he has given is to fulfill or complete the word of God. The word of God was always complete, but the completing of it in the testimony and in the message, the bridal message, which is for this church age, it completes it. Even the mystery, because he goes on to say it in verse 26, it's the mystery which hath been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to who? To the world? To sinners? To saints. This is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How could you not just read this? Amen? And see it? Aren't you thankful that's all you see? But it's all over. It's there. Praise God. That's why again and again and again. This was to, as he said to the disciples, that praise the Lord, his friends, his family, his brethren. But there's many things I want to say to you fellas, but you can't understand them now. But when I send that Holy Ghost, he's been with you and shall be in you. Oh my. Then he'll lead you into all truth. Praise God. This is it. All over the place, isn't it? How do I love thee? I'll prove it to you over and over because I love you. I love you. I'll assure this to you. So thanks be to God that we know this word. And you think about this completing, how Paul's gospel completes the word of God. And who's the word of God? It's Jesus. See, Paul's gospel completes Jesus. And if you can't get the romanticism in that, it's just like, praise the Lord, naturally speaking, my sweet Polly, she completes me. Amen. Amen. That's ain't a stretch. This is what he gave us in our type. Amen. I mean, it's so beautiful. And we thank God for this. But you know what's amazing? And we'll move along here because we have cake to eat, I know. But what's amazing is, of all the wonder of the bridal message, is that once you see it, once it's been revealed, the simplicity of it is the magnificence. It is. Amen. Isn't it just so thrilling that the message of the bride of Christ is so clear? The words, the encouragement that are stated by the Spirit are so plain and so direct. And I have to always think, Lord, it's just a wonder that I couldn't ever see it before. You know, it's a wonder, truly an amazement that more wouldn't see something made so plain. But then that's the beauty of it again. It's only by his Spirit. And it's only going to be by the grace of God. I tried to receive it any other way. It was just like Simon trying to buy the Holy Ghost. That wasn't going to work. It had to be by grace through faith. Amen. To believe. Hallelujah. That's how we receive everything from the Lord. Just believe. I've given it. Just believe. Hallelujah. And so we're thankful. See, without laying hold of the grace of God, there is no way to begin to see the bridal message, nor remain seeing that most precious truth. You stay in grace. Praise God. See, that's what happened to the Galatians. They had the vision, they saw these things, but they moved away from grace. And that's the only way that crown can be laid hold of always, that I don't let any man take it. And see, that answers why there are not many that follow Paul as he followed Christ, because they refuse the grace of God. Amen. That's it. That's it. That's so sweetly simple truth. I know lots of brethren don't like to hear it, but that's what the Word of God says. Because there's one way to grow, and you grow in grace. And when I'm not seeing apprehending, I need to apprehend the grace of God to show me. Hallelujah. And he will, because it's his will. And the beauty of the freely given grace, hallelujah, and the power of the immensity of the grace of God to have us ruling and reigning and glorified together with him, it can only be seen and apprehended by grace. So, why many of our brethren have fallen away into legality? Why have many of our brethren fallen away in legality? Because they refuse continuing on in the grace of God. And that's it. You see how quickly it could be turned, though. Amen? Praise God. I just want to apprehend the grace of God, and he'll turn it. But see, there has to be a humbling, because he gives grace to the humble. And that we need to pray one for another. And that's why we need to pray always in our own lives. Lord, continue to allow me to be humble before you. In all humility to Lord. And that's why Brother Paul said, he must increase and I must decrease. And I thank God. And as we grow in him, and he's growing us so exponentially, it's just the growth, and I'm so thankful. And the growth is evident because of the love in the meeting. I'm so thankful again, testimony of one of the parents that comes in once in a while into this meeting, and she's very involved in a church, and a very sweet woman. She said, the one thing I can't deny is how immense the love of God is in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Because that's the preaching of the truth in love. And we thank God for this. And that's the mark. And that's what Brother Paul even told the Thessalonian saints as he commended them for their grace and he commended them for their love. He commended them for their run. But he said, I still pray that your love for one another would grow more and more. There's more. Hallelujah. And this was so true. But see, when brethren fall away into legality, it's because they refuse to continue on in grace. They reject the love of Christ Jesus to know and apprehend that but for the grace of God, you're all that sin. There's a little sweet little thought that the Lord put on my heart on the last night of camp. I don't think it really was a sermon, but I thank God it was his heart. It encouraged my heart to say truly before him in such rejoicing, even that woman that was caught in the act of adultery, I'm that woman. I'm all of those things, but for the grace of God. And there's a beauty in that. That's when you just rejoice in, oh, the wretched man that I am, but for the grace of God. Hallelujah. And you stand right there with Paul, following him as he followed Christ, in that precious revelation and rejoicing that, Lord, you're just the all in all. So by grace we know this, and we have enlightened eyes of understanding to see this. And by grace with the vision of the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, our walk and our run to win does not perish. Amen. The abounding hope in us by his Spirit, I believe it. It has us more thrilling and more panting for nothing but the gospel of the marriage of the Lamb. The proposal. Hallelujah. I want to hear it, Lord Jesus. I want to have the Spirit tell me over and over again. I love that song. Tell me again, Lord. Tell me again, Lord. I thank God. Sometimes I think about Rebecca on that camel. The Spirit, keep telling me. Will you give me that proposal again? Oh, yes. Amen. And she needed it time and time again on that journey. I'm confident, just like we do, if we're going to stay on it. But see, the proposal of the bridegroom to those that are looking and loving his appearing. Praise God. Nothing else by the grace of God is acceptable. You have to hear it. That's what I want to hear. That's what keeps me encouraged. That's what keeps this love aflame, is that ear that hears what the Spirit says. Thank you, Lord. And that's precisely why we give the more earnest heed to this message. Amen. Have you not noticed the Lord even zeroing us in more and more all the time? This honing us in, encouraging us on, thanking the Lord. See, and why? Because lest at any time we should let these things slip. Oh, yes. See, without a continuing and dwelling in it, it fades. The crown that has been given must be encouraged to be held with more passion moment by moment. See, it requires more passion all the time. Because we're going to be tried in different ways more and more all the time. And there's never going to be a neutral. He's after gain. He's after his inheritance. He is a God that wants, you know, we talk in the Word of God about 100-fold. You can't even get to the number fold he wants to have in you. And that's the truth. So it's going to be that way. This so great salvation to be raptured at the first trump, to be saved from the tribulation, that preaching cannot be neglected. and only that ear for hearing by grace, it wants more and more. Thank you, Lord. Are you getting into your Bibles now and thanking God and saying, Lord, you know, just keep showing me. Thank you for what I see, and I want to see more. I want to see it deeper. I want to see it wider. Hallelujah. Higher. All of those things. Deeper. Every dimension. That wonderful love. And praise be to God. What an all-glorious stand it is. What an all-glorious state a readied wife for Jesus is. There's nothing more glorious because it's His glory. And because it's only the one gospel, it's only the one message, only Paul's gospel would be heard. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. So that's the simple little encouragement of the precious gospel of Paul, the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And if anybody would ever ask or think, well, why is it that we stay in that at Living Waters all the time? Because there's no other gospel to preach. Period. Hallelujah. Let's stand and be dismissed. And I'll go ahead. I'm encouraged to pray tonight. And we'll pray for our gathering. And let's bow our heads. Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you for this day. And so grateful for, again, the love of your truth and the love of Christ that you've placed in our hearts, Lord Jesus. And Lord, thank you for, again, the opportunity to fellowship tonight. And Lord, just bring us into such sweet harmony and let our continuing fellowship be only in the gospel of Christ. And Lord, we're so thankful for Sister Gwen, and we lift her up to you, Jesus. And Lord, we know that, again, your word never returns void. And Lord, in Jesus' name, over her, just continue to encourage her. Don't let her life sit right without desiring and wanting and hearing Paul's gospel. Thank you, Lord, that your word does not return void unto you. Thank you, Lord, that you've circled her out. And again, you've called and chosen her for this wonderful message. And that thing that you've sent it to, your precious word, you'll perform it. You said it's going to have an effect. Lord, we just ask you, help us to apprehend the grace of God. Help us to have a desire, a panting. Give sweet Gwen even a more yearning, Lord. I need to hear that gospel of the marriage of the Lamb. Jesus, only you can do it. We again just praise you for it. We don't need to beg you, Lord. We just ask. You said, just ask believing and I will do it. Lord, and just believing. And as we believe, so be it done unto you. And I believe in the all-powerful grace of God that, Lord, you are. You will perform that good work. You will perform that wonderful, precious transformation in those that will to be your readied wife. We thank you for this precious word. We thank you for your precious life that lives in us. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.